Hey, welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
Okay, how do we even explain what just happened?
So I got food poisoning for the first time today, but it's not like your average.
A couple hours ago.
Yeah, a couple hours ago. But it's not your average food poisoning, you know, like the stories that you hear. Oh, I went to a restaurant, I had this like taco and I just felt horrible, or, you know, none of those. I got food poisoning from a potato.
Just a single little tiny potato.
Yeah. And I cooked it, and you know when something happens in your life and then you play back and you're like, oh, I knew it. Like, you just didn't listen to your gut. That's kind of like what happened. When I picked up the potatoes, there was one potato that was a little bit older and a little bit softer than the rest. And it was definitely the one from the last grocery haul. But like, it didn't have a bunch of sprouts and it wasn't like so wrinkly. It wasn't so soft. It was just a little bit. And throughout my life, I've made many potatoes in the past, you know, that I've picked potatoes that I've had sprouts, I've looked it up, it's fine. And I just peel it off and we're good to go. I've never had an issue.
Yeah.
So that's what I did tonight. And I definitely knew that and I chose to eat that one.
There were options.
I know. Tonight when I was putting Benny to bed, I was like thinking like, why? Why did I do that? Like, why did I, you know, you go back in your brain and you're like, why did I even
be a hero?
Why did I even?
You said it yourself. You said, I wanted to take one for the team.
Yeah. What did I choose? I thought, okay, my thought process is this. First off, I think a lot of listeners will be able to relate to the way that I grew up, which is a different mindset than Joey's family, but at least in the sense where if something's a little bit bad, I feel like your family has more like of a sensitive stomach.
Yeah.
So you toss things quickly.
Yes.
You know, we grew up where we didn't, and there was a lot of shame. Like, at least when I was growing up, there's a lot of shame that, you know, there's people that don't have food and that are starving around the world. Like, we can't waste food. So we always, like, I grew up where if there was like, I have so many memories of, which I learned my lesson tonight. I'm never going to be like this again.
Great. Do you know how relieved I am? Oh boy. So,
I know. I can't believe it. Like, it's like I turned into my mom. I have so many memories of like, I'm like, Mom, there's mold that, like, my mom would give me bread with mold sometimes and I would find it. And I'm like, Mom, like, there's mold. And she's like, no, just cut it off. Like, that was just such a thing. And nobody ever got, like, we never got food poisoning. We never got sick, which made me feel
Your family's got stomach of steel. So it's
But coincidentally, my mom doesn't anymore.
Oh, that's true.
So tonight I actually started thinking, oh my God, is that why my mom has like a sensitive stomach now for so many years? But that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Like, Joey, you know that if like berries fall on the floor or if something, if we waste food, like, I get into, I don't want to say panic, but
no, I know. Yeah.
But I get like really upset
and
I feel like instant shame, and I feel like there's times where I've gone in the refrigerator and there's like a whole brand new bag of like lettuce or something.
Yeah, spinach.
And I threw in the garbage. In my head, I say, I'm sorry, because I have this like feeling. So anyways, tonight I figured that the potato, the old potato, was going to taste a little bit, maybe not as good as the fresh ones. And I thought, what's the big deal? Like, I'll just eat it. Like, Joey, let me just say, I probably mentioned before, but he's like the princess and the pea. Like, he will know if he does not have his pillow. And he will know if, and they're all the same, by the way. Let me just say, all four pillows.
Not really.
No. Let me explain, though.
Okay.
All four pillows are the same brand, the same manufacturer, the same everything.
Right.
The only difference is that Joey has been sleeping with these two pillows consistently. So they have a specific...
They're fitted.
specific way. Anyways, so since Joey is so picky like that, I just, I just know he's the pickier one and I'm the less, like, yeah. not as.
So like, perfect example, I wouldn't have made that potato tonight. I would have thrown that potato away before even starting cooking. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, this one's wrinkled, a little bit of soft, garbage. It's interesting that, like, this led you down this path of, like, reflection. Like, yeah. why did you ate it.
Yeah.
You chose it over ones that weren't like that.
Yeah.
Like, you picked it out yeah. of the pan.
Yeah, knowing.
Like, there's something there that's not just, deeper. It's not nothing. I yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's so, that's so, so funny. So,
that's why. That's,
well, and I just want to say this, too, so I don't forget. The main reason we wanted to, like, come on here and talk about this right now is we didn't realize the severity of eating a bad potato. Amanda, we're like joking and we yeah. seem fine right now.
I threw it all up.
Amanda was like
projectile vomited.
Like pretty miserable a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
Like you said your body was vibrating.
Numb.
You're
such an exaggerator.
You said your body was numb.
No, I said that my body was tingling. It was
tingling.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
vibrating, tingling.
What do you guys think? I don't know. That's so funny. But
if you were like, hey, how you feeling today? I'm a little bit tingly. No, you'd be like, why? Are you okay?
I know. You know what? I think I know where you got the word numb. Numb is one of the symptoms that could happen. Yeah. So anyways, before we go into the psychology I think it is important, you're right, to just say why we decided to come on here and talk about this. Because yeah. I think that people don't talk about this. I had no idea that potatoes could be so toxic.
No. Sorry to cut you off, but even just like looking into it tonight, like it could kill somebody.
Yeah. If you like ingest a lot of it. I mean, if it was a mashed potato and I like downed the mashed potato of it, like I can't even imagine.
Because you're saying like that would have included more, like three potatoes or whatever.
That would have been
more.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I mean, geez. So, there should be like a little warning thing on every bag of potatoes that just tells you not to consume if it looks bad.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, you don't have that for like a box of anything else. Like, that's why there's an expiration date. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because since there isn't an expiration date on fruits and vegetables, there should be like a warning.
Exactly. A warning that just says if has the whatever,
sprouts
and it's wrinkled and it's soft, don't eat it.
The potatoes they start growing solanine. Let me see the pronunciation of it because I'm very bad at pronunciations. I had it solanine. Okay. So, the potatoes start solanine.
We're doing an episode of potatoes.
What?
It's so funny. You ever think we'd be here doing a podcast about potatoes? It's amazing.
No, but life takes you to weird places.
Totally.
And you know what? You have to make lemonade out of lemons, right? So anyways, that's just what I'm doing. So solanine is a bitter tasting steroidal. I said that incorrectly, but okay.
Yeah.
Alkaloid, saponin. Oh my God.
Sorry,
are
these all related to each other?
Can you read it?
Sure. Joey's going to read a bedtime story. Solanine is a bitter-tasting steroidal alkaloid saponin that has been isolated from all nightshades, including tomatoes, capsicum, tobacco, and eggplant. Keep going.
Yeah.
However, the most widely ingested solanine is from the consumption of potatoes. Potato leaves, stems, and shoots are naturally high in this saponin. When potato tubers are exposed to light, they turn green and increase saponin production. This is a natural defense mechanism to prevent the uncovered tuber from being eaten. It is very toxic, even in small quantities. The poisoning is primarily manifested by gastrointestinal and neurological disorders. Symptoms include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach cramps, burning of the throat, heart arrhythmia, headache, and dizziness, hallucinations, loss of sensation, paralysis, fever, jaundice, dilated pupils, and hypothermia have been reported in more severe cases. It is suggested that doses of 200 to 400 milligrams for adult humans can cause toxic symptoms, 20 to 40 milligrams for children. Most commercial potatoes have solanine content of less than 0.2 milligrams and then a symbol I've never seen before. However, potatoes that have been exposed to light and have started to turn green can show higher concentrations. The end.
Oh, was that the end of it? Okay. Yeah, that was so interesting.
Then it goes on to talk about the health effects of alkaloids from African medicinal plants. No. That's it for potatoes.
Yeah. I felt like that was important.
Okay. So you just heard what I read. Like, I wasn't exaggerating when I said, like, that you were... Okay, I said you were vibrating, you were numb, but I read all this when we figured out that you were... So it was like a scary scene a couple hours ago.
So let me explain what happened.
Yeah.
So I was eating the potato and I felt like it tasted really weird, but I just kept eating it. I just kept putting...
Just being a hero. Just like, and you're thinking, I'm sacrificing for my family.
No. So I was like, this tastes kind of weird. So I just put more butter and more cheese on. I really did.
Maybe the butter will help with this numbness.
That's what I was thinking. So I put more butter and I put more Parmesan cheese to kind of like hide the weird taste. I don't know why. So anyways, Then and then it got to a point where everything started to taste really bad, like everything. So I mentioned it to Joey and I said, Joey, can you taste this potato? I feel like it tastes really weird. Mm-hmm. And then, because he was loving his potato.
Oh, they were great. And butter, then, spinach,
And then
cheese.
I gave him some of mine and immediately you...
Yeah, it was the aftertaste.
Oh, yes, it was the aftertaste.
At first it was fine and then right when I swallowed it, it was just like this feeling... It was like a numbness in my mouth almost, but mine went away quickly.
Yeah.
But it just tasted like
a chemically.
Like chemically, yeah, that's exactly right. So, but by then you had already like ate
like
most
half
of
it.
Yeah.
Most of half, like almost the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I said, Joey, I think this potato is bad. Like, I think I don't feel good. I'm starting to feel like bad. And I didn't have my phone on me. I left it in the kitchen. So I said, Joey, can you look it up?
Yeah. And I saw what I just read.
But he didn't tell me. Right. So Joey didn't tell me any of the symptoms. Right. He just said, you're fine. Yeah. Like, it's probably on your head.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're fine. It's probably in your head. Like, if you're going to have any reaction, it's going to take like 7 to 8 hours.
Yeah. It's the first thing that I read showed that effects come later. Mm-hmm. I later found out that that's not true, but at the time, that's what I thought. So I thought that
are delayed effects. So like in 7 to 8 hours, people can have fevers and things like that. So that's probably what you read.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just thinking that you were feeling just worried that you were going to feel bad and your mind was playing tricks on you.
Right. I said, okay, fine. It's not the potatoes, but I don't feel good.
Yeah. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go get you an apple because apples could be good for your stomach. And it's, you know, good for your gut, whatever. So I brought you an apple. You took one bite of it and you were like, this is the worst apple I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. I was like, this apple tastes like chemicals. And Joey kind of looked at me and I had to spit it out. I couldn't even swallow it.
And this was the moment we knew something was wrong.
Yes. Because Joey had read that after, if you have food poisoning from a potato, everything tastes bad.
Like chemicals.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because he didn't tell me that. So that's how you knew that, like, it's real. Yeah. Like, it's not my head making it up. And I started feeling really bad, like foggy brained. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually even thought, like, I can't do anything tonight. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
And I just felt very weird in my body. My whole body is like getting tingly and I'm just feeling very off, like immediately. So I go to the kitchen to spit out the apple. And as I'm there, I start gagging and Joey hears me and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to start throwing up. I run to the bathroom and immediately projectile vomiting and everything in my stomach. Like, I threw up like 2 times consecutively because I can feel that my body was just like
rejecting it.
Like, there's no, you can't eat this. So after I threw up, I definitely felt a little bit better, still felt like very tingly. And my throat, even right now, it still feels a little bit like swollen.
You want to take a water break?
Sure.
I'll keep this in the podcast. Everyone take a water break.
So where was I?
So you came out of the bathroom. You did seem a little bit better.
So So I came out of the bathroom. I felt definitely a little bit better, but I still felt off and I still felt tingly. I'm even still feeling kind of tingly right now, but it's fine. I have my, like, I'm back though. Like, yeah, I have my energy. Yeah, there. My essence is back.
It wasn't before.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about how you called toxic?
Yeah. So I texted. So my best friend's a dietitian. Did I tell you? I texted
pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a registered dietitian. She works at a hospital. She works at two different hospitals. And she also teaches at a university. So immediately, she studied food. Immediately, I text her and see if she's up. Mm. She's like, I was about to go to sleep. I was like, hey, really quick, 5 minutes. I got food poisoning from a potato. Like, what do you think I should do? And then she asked me for my symptoms. She told me to drink a lot of water. And she said that I should probably call poison control. Mm. So I called poison control. And by the way, everybody should have poison control on speed dial or on a little piece of paper in the cabinet where your medicine is, especially if you have a baby.
Yeah.
So they were so helpful. He said, you know, how big was the potato? What kind of potato did it have green under the skin? So that's like that's a red flag that if you peel the skin and there's a green under it, that's
like a sheet,
like a green sheet layer. It's very bad. Also, if it has any of the sprouts, is not good, which I've had probably over 100 sprouted potatoes in my life. So this just happens to, I probably had a little bit of food poisoning before, but it didn't really affect me. But like the levels were probably not healthy. So you don't want to eat potatoes with sprouts like that. Another thing that I learned is you're supposed to keep potatoes away from sunlight. I wasn't aware. Nope. We always keep our potatoes actually kind of near the window.
Yeah.
I remember noticing when some people put them in a drawer, wondering like, why would you put it in a drawer?
Yeah.
Anyways, the man that I was talking to in poison control was very nice. He asked me if there was any blood in my throw up or if I can at least hold down water. He just told me to drink a lot of water and stay hydrated and eat crackers. And just like go slowly with like
the Brad diet,
introducing food back into your body. Yeah. Unfortunate because I wanted popcorn tonight. Oh. You're like, I can have some. Anyways. So that's what happened. I've just been drinking a lot of water. I drank some chamomile tea. I feel so much better. Still having like the after effects of it. But the other thing I just wanted to say, As soon as I was feeling better, I told Joey, we need to do a podcast about this because God forbid I would have given Benny some of that potato. You know, I can't even imagine. I would feel so horrible. I wouldn't even be able to, I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, this was a huge learning experience.
Yeah.
I looked up, I was curious because I never knew the severity of messing around with a wrinkled potato.
Yeah.
Like never. I just thought you don't make them because they're going to taste bad.
Right.
I didn't know like it could do this. So I wanted to know what other foods could be poisonous or harmful that I was oblivious to.
Oh.
So I did some research.
Oh my gosh.
Would you like great. To know?
Yes, I would love to know.
Okay. Honey.
Whoa.
1 teaspoon of unpasteurized honey could lead to headaches, dizziness, weakness, and vomiting that could last up to 24 hours. More than a teaspoon could kill you of unpasteurized. So you always have to make sure that you have pasteurized honey.
Interesting. I'm sure a lot of people would be a little bit. There's raw. A lot of people have raw honey.
Is raw, does that mean, I don't know.
I think raw is unpasteurized.
Jesus. See, this is not great for somebody like me who already has these health anxieties. And now you got to introduce this into the fold. Oh, boy.
What else?
All right, you want to hear? Number two, potatoes. We've been talking about potatoes.
Oh, so it made number two on the list.
Yeah, number two. This was a list by Taste Made.
Okay.
Number three, cashews.
I don't even like them.
Well, I like cashews. Even though you see raw cashews on the bag, like it says raw cashews, they aren't actually raw because they've been steamed to remove a chemical called urushiol, which is also found in poison ivy.
Whoa.
So if you ever come across cashews like out in nature, mm-hmm. Don't eat them.
So interesting.
Never knew that.
Okay. I'm glad I know this now.
Raw red kidney beans.
Whoa.
Kidney beans contain toxins called lectins, which essentially kill the cells in your stomach. So don't eat them raw. Either soak them or cook them.
Whoa.
Lima beans, same thing, just need to be cooked or drained.
Okay.
Rhubarb.
I didn't know about lima beans. Okay.
Rhubarb, you know rhubarb?
I don't know what
strawberry rhubarb pie.
No, I have no idea.
They have like a, I don't even know what the word is, but there's like leaves at the end of it.
Okay.
And it's the leaves at the end that could be poisonous if you cook with them or eat them. You're not supposed to cook with the rhubarb leaves.
Okay.
Elderberries, they have to be strained correctly and can't be too unripe, could kill you.
Whoa.
Cassava or tapioca.
Yeah.
From boba tea.
I know exactly cassava.
Has to be prepared correctly or could kill you.
Oh, didn't know my that. Gosh. That's very big in the Latin culture, cassava.
Cherries.
What about them?
The pits.
Uh-huh.
There's something inside of the pits.
No.
They're very, I mean, how hard are they to like crack open? But if you do happen to crack one open, the whatever's inside of it could make you really sick, could even kill you if it sits in your stomach. So you have to make sure that you don't crack open a cherry seed and eat it.
Yeah, or even like swallow. I'm sure that's like something people might swallow by accident.
Well, I was reading that a cherry pit unbroken you'd be okay.
Yeah.
If you swallow a cherry pit,
then you're going to be fine because
it has
like,
the layer of protection around it. But it's just the inside of the pit.
Okay.
I read that whatever it is inside of them could turn our bodies into cyanide.
That's the same thing in potatoes.
There you go.
Okay. Whoa.
Cherry pits. And the last thing I'd never heard of, it's called ackee. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's a native Jamaican fruit, and it's deadly if not prepared right or too ripe.
Okay.
So great. Now we have all this to worry about.
No, it's so good to know.
Are you kidding me?
It's we shouldn't eat any of those things anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I love cherries. Oh my God.
I mean, these things are things we eat every day.
Okay. Can we just go back to. No, our conversations of why do we have the knowledge of like, I don't know, pop culture sometimes or whatever.
Yeah, let's do this.
But we don't know like what foods can be poisonous to us, or we don't know so much about air.
We were doing this the other day and it was like we were high, but we weren't. But we were just saying like the fact that like just some people are interested in space is wild.
Yeah.
We should all be experts. We should all know about space and know about gravity. Know about this planet and know about air. We should all
so much funding goes to other things.
Yeah.
And it's
like we should all know these things.
Yeah. We should. This is something that I feel like everybody should know. I can't believe I'm figuring it out at 32 years old.
Can't believe. And by the way, like I did very quick research on this. Like I'm sure deeper dive, there's way more of these examples.
I would love to have an expert talk about this on our podcast. If anybody,
like a poison expert?
Yeah, I guess poison.
Should we call the guy at Poison Control back and see if he wants to come on the pod?
Oh my gosh. No, I think it would be very interesting to get somebody from Poison Control.
But the other thing is, these things must be so uncommon. Like what happened to you tonight, the fact that in 30 years of our life, like I've never heard of anybody eating a potato and having this night that you've had.
Yeah.
From a single potato.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
And you haven't either.
Yeah.
So it must be very rare.
Or people don't know why they got sick.
That could be.
I'm so in tune.
Right. That's
like,
true.
Like people can, like what if there was like a mashed potato or they put a potato in a recipe or something like that. They're like, oh, in the right, like, for example, it could be a potatoes and I don't know, some type of,
sure,
you know, those potato pies,
yeah,
like potato and chicken and veggies.
Chicken pot pie?
Yeah, but the chicken was bad. Like, how would somebody know?
Right. I see what you're saying.
I know. It happened to be that I ate just a steamed potato.
And I'm just thinking about, like, all these restaurants that serve French fries. Like, do you know how many potatoes go into French fries?
Yeah, but
Is it because they're fried?
Yes. Okay. I have a feeling. Also, I think it's mostly in the skin, and the French fries don't always have the skin.
Okay, right. That's
and
true.
I think
okay.
It's because the heat would kill them, like in fried.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong.
No, that makes sense. We're just talking potatoes. We're just talking potatoes.
But yeah, so I'm all right. I hope all of you don't ever have to go through getting food poisoning from a potato. And keep your potatoes out of light.
Yeah.
Don't eat them if they're sprouted.
Nope.
Or if there's wrinkled, a green little film under the skin.
Or if they're very wrinkled, right? If they're wrinkled or soft.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the most important part is the sprouts. But I would always just, you know, rub them off.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Unbelievable.
Not anymore.
I'm glad you're feeling better. You look great. Like, you look like you're back.
Thanks, yeah.
Not that you didn't look great before. You always look great. But there was a moment that was scary. What are we going to do? We have, like, toast.
Yeah.
You have some toast and butter?
Yeah. What were you going to say? There was a moment?
There was a moment that was scary that I was thinking, like, we're going to have to go to the hospital. And what do we do with Benny? Like,
yeah.
Gotta get somebody to come over.
Yeah.
This night could have gone a completely other direction.
I
know.
Thank goodness I threw it up. Honestly. Yeah, like, that was huge.
You're right. Good job, body.
I know.
All right. Well, we are going to be back very soon with a very fun episode.
Yes.
Can we talk about it a little bit? Give a little tease?
Yeah, sure.
Next episode, we are doing catfish stories.
Yes.
Submitted by all of you.
Yes. All started because somebody took Joey's photo, pretended to be Joey, and put up an account on this app called Hinge in Australia to catfish women. And thank goodness somebody that follows us saw and it was like, whoa, somebody's using Joey's identity. So because of that, one thing led to another, and we decided to do this episode on catfishing. And we decided to bring in the best, bring in the top dogs.
We did. We had to do it.
We had to do it. So we got Max Joseph, who you might know him from MTV's show Catfish.
There it is.
He's been catching people for over 7 years. So he has a lot of experience in this field, and he gave us some great tips on how to spot somebody that might be trying to catfish you. Mm-hmm.
We talked to him about his experience on the show and making the show Catfish on MTV and what some of his scariest moments were and so on. So we had a great, like, conversation with him about catfish, and it sort of, like, went off. We talked about his doc on HBO, 15 Minutes of Shame, which Amanda and I are watching. So good. Mm-hmm. We got Max Joseph to come in.
Yeah, so we're so excited. It's going to be a great episode, and we will hang out with you there.
Bye, everybody. Have a great rest of your day and night, and just stay away from the potatoes if they have a little stem on them.
Yes.
Or what are they called? Little
sprouts.
Sprouts, sorry. Yeah.
That's just, you just wanted to linger a little longer.
Sometimes...
All right, bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, evening. You're amazing. Tell somebody that you love them. I love you. And I'm so grateful that you are here. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. See you soon.